Blog Talk Radio.
Lido 810. I spit that crack in a zip, brought it back and it flipped it. Back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. Did let my 16-pound box, still letting off 16 rounds. It back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. It's like them squares full of concrete got us out here moving with no direction like zombies. I gotta keep the fucking peace like Gandhi, caught up out here in the rapture but still moving that blondie. The 810 is where I come from. I never sung but unsung. I ride all these suckers a dum-dum, and all I'm trying to play you hard like a tum-tum. With no assist, might as well be playing with Brian. Yeah, so I'ma keep on keeping on, put it to bed even though I'm the one that you're sleeping on. Turn this off from sun and leave them restless. Why must I be so reckless? They say hard is the way I come across like my necklace. Pulling my weight to rep this fly city next shit until I make my exit. Listen, I keep the iron while I press on, but it's straight enough cause one day you're hearing the next, then you're gone. I spit that crack in a zip, brought it back and it flipped it. Back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. Did let my 16-pound box, still letting off 16 rounds. It back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. He ain't no substitution for dope straight off the bench. I'm so rare, plus I got a flair for common sense. That's the type of shit these niggas don't dwell on. Got me praying to God, asking him what the hell's wrong. And I hope this rings throughout your ears like a bell tone. Who trying to be a con locked up, singing a jail song?
Bars.
Hold on, can you handle?
Bars.
That gets your favorite rapper dismantled? Light him up and leave him wax like a candle. For the Washingtons, they'll carry your way over a scandal. It's where I'm from, and damn it, it's where I'm at. I'm a dog, so you know I'ma chase the cat. Derive them thick and put it all on them blurred lines. It's so dope around the clock, I might as well serve time. Write it down in the books, it seems how it looks. They shook in this town full of halfway crooks. I spit that crack in a zip, brought it back and it flipped it. Back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. Did let my 16-pound box, still letting off 16 rounds. It back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. I got that fifth scale, you know I had to come back. That's why I gotta keep pushing my point like a thumbtack. I'm trying to get a meal out of a lunch sack, cause you can get laid out anywhere like a bum's back. I ain't kidding around, y'all about to get y'all crumbs stacked. Stick them up at Pierce Point, tell them run that. I'm tired of the run around from the runaround, while some smart ass is telling me I need to dumb it down. And what you hear from the sound, it ain't cheers from this town. Smile on your face when fears turn to frowns over verbs and nouns. I'ma get smoky and start rocking. So I can see some tears of a clown. See, I done bodied the best and the worst, cause it's murder on any track and that's a death on every verse. Like downtown Flint with them whips, life's a trip, that's why I'm taking it back to the bricks. I spit that crack in a zip, brought it back and it flipped it. Back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks. Did let my 16-pound box, still letting off 16 rounds. It back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks, back to the bricks.
God is to you, live.
All right, that was Carlito 810, back to the bricks. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T. And we have a guest on tonight this evening. But first things first, you can follow me on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. You can also find us on Facebook at fb.com/goddess. Fashion Entertainment Radio. So just search us. You can Google us. All of our info will come up. Artists, if you want to submit music, send it to the Goddess Entertainment Radio at gmail.com. That again, that's Goddess Entertainment Radio at gmail.com. Just send me an MP3 file and we'll go from there. Now for tonight's show, I'm interviewing Jamie Gonzalez out of San Diego, California. She's actually an event manager for a company called Sparkling Productions. She also founded the Ladypreneurs Network, and we will be talking to her after this next track. If you guys can all call us, please hold after our interview with Jamie, and then I'll start accepting callers. So for now, we're going to play Born Divine featuring Neo, No Secrets.
That track, I do not have Goddess T, but I do have Black Shark, Boss, Ear Bleed, Fill It, and Trippin'.
Okay, well, you better let me tell them which one I'm going to play. Play Trippin'. I'm going to just tell them.
Black Shark.
Yeah.
When I met you, you were my shade in the sun. Ain't no pressure. We rolled the waves like a blunt. We were high.
My life
was your alibi.
My time
been super fly.
Been overnight.
We closed the eyes. Then we woke up. Something started to choke us. Some kind of hocus pocus. Your family who don't know what's
going on.
Start saying things.
Blah, blah, blah.
And you believe them things.
Blah, blah, blah.
A broken chain for shame.
Take everything and nothing don't come out. No, no. I think it's time to break up because you want my nerves. Stressing, I can take it. You so absurd. First flight to Jamaica, the land of Earth.
Deception is lethal. Never trusting in people. The devil will beat you. Soon as he greet you, then you're beneath. You said I was cool this
way.
Now you say I'm just proved this
way.
You were gifted over body and
faith. I guess that's your mood to say.
You go and go back, you a boomerang. Your orange is black and your pink is gray. Your winter is springing, your
night is day.
Your falling is back, you can't get away.
Break up cause you on my nerves. Stressing, I can take it. You so absurd. First flight to Jamaica, the land of Earth. I think it's time to break. I think it's time to break up.
Why you gotta act so, so? Early morning, late night. Broken hearts from day night. You told me I was the one.
That's you said, that's what you said.
Vision boards are big bites. You speak the law of a spit knife. You might as well pull a gun.
Oh,
I think it's time to break up cause you're on my nerves. Stressing I can take it. You so upset. First flight to Jamaica, the land of birth. I think it's time to break,
break. The land of Earth. I think it's time to break. I think it's time to break up.
Why you gotta act so, so?
Goddess T, you're back live.
All right. Sorry for the confusion, everybody. We're having some technical difficulties with a few of the tracks. We couldn't play the Born Divine, so that was actually his brother, Black Shark, and that was Breakup. So now, without further ado, I want to bring Jamie. Is Jamie on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So I just wanted to thank you for coming onto the show and welcome to the Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio Show. I'm looking forward to doing your interview.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
No problem. So we're going to start off with, I would like you to kind of tell us, you know, just a little bit, like a small bio about yourself and about the company that you manage.
All right. Well, it's Sparkling Productions as I created it. It came from years of planning events for family and friends. And then one day after I had my daughter, I knew that I needed to do something different with my life than be in the corporate world. So I decided to take what I was best at and as a hobby and turn it into a career for myself and create my own business and step out and be an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow. I like that. A mompreneur.
It all just, yes. Definitely.
So what made you choose the bridal business?
That was always my favorite. I always like how there is so much detail to weddings, and I'm very obviously in the name of my event. My coordinating business is Sparkling Productions, so I'm naturally drawn to things like glitter and sparkle and shine and diamonds and, you know, all that girly stuff. So
okay.
What better industry to get into than bridal, which is about shining and being beautiful for your big day, and it's always glorious, and there's always just so many details, and I've always loved the concept of weddings and how much detail is put into them.
Right, absolutely. Now I read up on that you are donating to the Wish Upon a Wedding charity. Can you tell us a little
bit
about that?
So the Wish Upon a Wedding, they help grant wedding wishes to people who have terminal illnesses. So it stuck out to me because I have personally lost friends to terminal illness, and I would love to have the chance to give back and to help people who need a little bit of an extra helping hand. So the Wish Upon a Wedding really stuck out to me. So I was able to partner with them and donate 100% of the raffle proceeds as well as half of the ticket sales.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
That's excellent. So we're going to actually, I want all callers to please hold. We're going to get into another track, and I don't want you to go anywhere, and we'll be back with the interview. We're going to play P. Kell's Strictly Business.
Yeah. That real regular shit coming through the fuck up the summer, you know what I mean? Summertime in LA, popping yak and champagne. VIP getting stoned, pouring headed down the throat. Moon rock got me moonwalking, feel like Michael when I'm moonwalking. That's your girl, she is still talking, work around like a drill sergeant. All you niggas on that same shit, it ain't money in my language. In the phone, I watch a lane switch. Leave whoever that you came with. I just want the zeros, commas and the zeros. All this ice got me way below the zeros. Why you drinking Ricky? She gon' get the zero. Catch a saber, hope he gon' be a hero. Oh.
Live my life like a boat. No matter the cost, walk in the pot of the dealership. Just tell me the gross when April left, they brought Maybach. I need a Maybach. Yo, main bitch is my side bitch. Now that's payback.
Boat. Fuck in the summer. Boat. I need a money truck. Oh, got a bottle to run it up. Shot it to your body flat like my hobby. That's a tummy suck.
Jigs to these sidelines. My Rolex say shine time. No mercy in these lines. A shark's life, it's grind time. My father, these dope rhymes. Like Coke gave them straight lines. Like dope, now they stay high. G5 cause I stay fly. 4/5 by my wayside. My niggas, they do rock. Make you wet, slip and slide. My fins up, I deep dive. A shark life, I must eat. A shark life means no sleep. My woe pack, eat your sheep. Trash bags in the backseat. Your head found on South Beach. Back holes dig down 6 feet. Leave no hands and no feet. Then skip town for 4 weeks. With your girl, I plant seed. Your life, that's air bleed. Yo, bitch, she with me. I teabag her faithfully. Boom.
Living my life like a boat. No matter the cost, walk in the pot of the dealership. Just tell me the gross when April left, they brought Maybach. I need a Maybach. Yo, main bitch is my side bitch. Now that's payback.
Boom. fucking the summer up. Boss, I need a money truck. Oh, got a bottle to run it up. Through your body flat like my hobby. That's a tummy
suck. Nine boys, how the nigga think it's slow. Shit, how the nigga really trying quick. Gotta figure out how they stack up going fast. Gotta really make a grip. Then I focus right, woke up one night out of nowhere. Yeah, nigga really found a script. Now these directors feminine, nigga yelling action. Living my life just like a boss, don't need no practice. Got all these hotties ringing my line, no call, no casting. There is no lose, there's only gain. Yeah, bitch, you guessed it. Before you try to quiz me in these streets, know who you mess with, huh? If you try to rob me, nigga, that's a no-no. We looking down each other barrel, but we see who got smoke. Poof. You gone, nigga, huh, this song, nigga. Now you buried in my backyard, that's your new home, nigga. Living my life like a boss. No matter the cost, walking up out of the dealership. Just told me with Ross when April left, they brought Maybach. I need a Maybach, your main bitch is my side bitch. Now that's payback.
Boss, fucking the summer up. Boss, I need a money truck. Oh, got a problem to run it up. Shot it through your body flat like my hobby. That's a tummy tuck.
Goddess T, you're back live.
All right, we're back. So that, another correction, that was not Peak Hill, Strictly Business, that was Boss. So we're going to get back to our interview with the lovely Jamie. You there, Jamie?
Hello, yes, I'm here. How are ya?
All right, so we're back. So what I want you to do before we finish our interview is actually, can you let us know how to find you on social media?
Yeah, so if you go to Facebook, you can do facebook.com/sparklingproductions if you wanted to look at my page, for my business page. And if you wanted to look at the pictures from the event, those are also up there as well from my bridal show. And then okay. My Instagram is Jamie Sparkle Gonzalez, but I don't have that in front of me ready. I think it's like an underscore. I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
I wasn't prepared for the Instagram one.
That's all right.
Oh, but if you go to my website, though, you can link it. It's linked to my Instagram and my Twitter, so you'd be able to click on that. My website is www.theubxsd.com. The Ultimate Bridal
Extravaganza.
I'll
have to check that out.
Yeah. It's,
so,
I made it myself,
I
too.
I know that the Ultimate Bridal Extravaganza, I know that you just did that this past Sunday. So how did that go?
It went really well, and especially because it was raining really bad in San Diego. Well, I don't know how bad. I just heard it was really bad because I was inside. But it went really well because we still had so many people that showed up. Everyone seemed to have a great time. I've gotten some really good reviews about it so far, and it flowed really nicely.
I actually
yep,
wanted
seemed
to
be
go,
very
but it was
happy.
My dad's birthday that day, and that was the only reason I didn't come.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I wanted to go to that. But, you know, let me know about the next event, and I will definitely support.
Definitely. It was a fun day. It was exhausting for me, of course, because I was all over the place. But it was definitely a fun day, and it was worth all the work.
Of course. So, I want to finish talking about Wish Upon a Wedding. So how does that work as far as how do you guys go about choosing the brides or grooms? How does that work?
The Wish Upon a Wedding is different. So they're a nonprofit organization that I did the third party fundraising for. Their website is wishuponawedding.com, and I believe that they have people that register to win, and then they pick a winner. I'm not sure exactly how they pick their winners.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's really cool because on their website and on their Facebook page, it says stories of couples who they have helped with their weddings, and it's really touching. It's really amazing. And on my Facebook page, I have shared a couple of stories as well.
Okay, I'm definitely interested in finding out more about. I think that's a wonderful charity of choice, and I'm definitely going to
Thank
have
you.
To look that up. So tell me this: so what are your for your company? What are your short-term goals for your company?
My short-term goals is to, of course, build the bridal extravaganza going. So I've put my wedding planning on the side because I've been so busy just getting the bridal show going, getting my list going, you know, planning, preparing. It's definitely a lot of work to do a bridal show, especially of this size. So I've been working
right.
on that, and I also been working on building the Ladypreneurs Network. So all of my event or all of my weddings and brides had to be put off to the side. I stopped taking clients, and I just started focusing on getting the two businesses off and going, the two events.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. So
yeah, it's co-running the Ladypreneurs Network is a lot of work too. So
yeah, and I was just about to ask you. That sounds very interesting. I'm actually interested in that. So can you share with us what that is all about and how you came about starting that network?
Yeah, so I had actually joined direct sales company a couple of years ago, and I enjoyed going to networking events. And so I decided I was going to create my own small one in East County because that's where I live. And I started out with having what I was calling empowerment nights. And we had women together in business with booths, and we had speakers with a DJ. It was just a fun evening for women to get out, and they were all different themes. We had a glow-in-the-dark one. We had a Christmas party. And so then around that time, my business partner that I was working with, she was no longer able to focus her time. And then there was my new business partner, things just happened to where we were able to partner up. And she had her own, which was the Ladypreneurs Network. So we put the two together and created our networking group that we have now.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm definitely interested in showing up at one of those events, so definitely let me know.
Yes, definitely. We meet the first Thursday of every month in South Bay and the third Wednesday of every month in Mesa.
Third Wednesday of every month. Okay, definitely. I will follow you on Instagram, and you follow me as well.
Definitely.
But I just, you know, I definitely thank you for calling into our show. Is there anything, any shout-outs that you want to give before our next track?
I just want to thank all of our sponsors. I mean, the main sponsors, you know, I want to thank is Rugger Productions. They do all of our video and photography. And of course, D'Angelo Couture's Bridal Shop in Mission Valley, they provide the dresses, and they provide the dresses for the fashion show as well. Those are my two biggest
nice.
Ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere. We will be playing our next track. And I will speak to you in a minute.
All right, sounds great.
Is your ears bleeding like mine? Is you sick of these whack rhymes? Bad chicks and these broke dimes. IG is a full time. I was on the block with my woes and some chicken heads. Saw a couple thoughts, so some thoughts came into my head. Hop into the whip, baby girl, if you're feeling it. Take it to the crib, make you famous on the internet. Oh, these lame one-liners. Keep it real, boy, new Giuseppe's made in China. Get them on the camera, now they gangsters with they nana. Lying through their teeth, that's a gap.
Madonna.
Is your ears bleeding like mine? Is your sick? Of these whack rhymes, bad chicks and these broke dimes, IG is a full time.
Hands in the air, drop mic slowly. No funny bass, homie, you don't know me. Mouth closed, eyes only. Mouth closed, eyes only.
All they yelling is, I got shade. Purple, purple boy, I got blade. In the hood all 7 days. Two-faced actors, Nicolas Cage. No movie.
Bugatti, no Maserati, no Jesus peace, no paparazzi, no gas with bodies, bras in the lobby, my signal choppy, get no gifts they copy, jump in they face, now all of a sudden they memory foggy.
Ears bleeding like mine, is you sick of these whack rhymes, bad chicks and these broke dimes, IG is they full time.
Hands in the air, drop mic slowly. No funny bass, homie, you don't know me. Mouth closed, eyes only. Mouth closed, eyes only.
You should be looking at me like an MD. Boy, I got that medicine. Jumped in the fire, swam through the liar. Came out a better man. So you should listen, but you ain't gonna listen.
And your ears bleeding like mine.
Goddess T, you're back live.
All right, we are back. Okay, Jamie, so I have one more question for you.
Sure.
So who do you look up to in as far as like a celebrity, or who would you like to collaborate with that is in the bridal industry, as far as like David Tutera, or do you have anybody that you that inspires you?
You know, not necessarily in the bridal industry. I haven't
Wow.
I don't really it kind of sounds weird. I know it's everyone's going to think it's so strange, but I don't really pay attention to most celebrities. I'm a mom,
right.
And a lot of my TV consists of cartoons, and I've got so many businesses going, I don't really pay attention to a lot of the TV. But
right.
I do have a celebrity that I do look up to, because I've looked into so much, because, of course, you know, being an early 80s baby, Madonna was really big.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I read an interview with her that I just thought was amazing about how she just never gave up. So that's been my thing, is no matter what, just don't ever give up. Just keep going and keep doing it. So, I mean, I would have to say that I do have a celebrity idol, but she's not necessarily a bridal one.
Right. Right. That is so true. And it's crazy.
And
how
if she can make
relevant,
it as far as she has, as long as she has.
Right. And she's still relevant. It's crazy. Like, she's in her 50s and she's still relevant.
And she's still going.
That's amazing. And that's what I want to do. I want to be the same, you know, I want to be the same way. So,
yeah.
Good answer.
Just made
good
it through
answer.
Some of the toughest times, because that's a really tough industry to be in.
Yeah. There's not too many who, you know, last that long and stay relevant and still make pretty decent music. There's a small handful in the industry that actually, you know, have been around since, you know, the 80s, 90s and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Hats off to them, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to contact our show. We'll have to do this again, and I definitely want to come down to one of your networking events. I would love to meet you in person.
Yes.
and hang out and all that good stuff. So
sounds great. Send me your email so I can get you on our email list, and maybe we can have you down as a speaker one night about being a woman in business.
Definitely. I'm definitely interested in that. But I'm just going to repeat my email just for those of you who don't, you know, so you can go ahead and take it down now. If not, I can always call you later on. I can give it to you. But everyone you can email me your music. If you're interested in an interview, you just need to email goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. So that's goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. Artists, if you want to submit your music, just go ahead and email me.
Sounds great. I'll add you to our email list.
And if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at Goddess Entertainment Radio. Real easy. and I will follow you guys back. So if you want to hold on for a minute, we're actually going to take a caller. So somebody might have a question for you, or they might want to be promoting their own self and their business of what they're doing. So we're actually going to take our first caller, and we'll see if they have any questions for you.
4137 27
Hey, everybody. It's Angels in the house. Hi, Goddess T. What's up, Black Tear?
Hey, girl. What's going on?
I'm good. How are you? I'm enjoying the show.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So it's really good listening to your guest.
Okay. Did you have any questions for her?
I sure do. How are you, first of all?
Hi. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm really, really digging your energy, sister, and I'm loving everything you're saying.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I am a singer-songwriter myself and a model, and I'm also on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes as a singer-songwriter writing hooks. And I usually ask everyone this question, and I'm kind of like really, really interested in the organization that you belong to, because I belong to also an organization that helps the disabled and the deaf and the poor and the elderly called the Crip Hop Nation. So shout out to our founder, Leroy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to ask, I've had other artists inspired by my art and create their own art, which is just brings me such joy. Can you share a moment of inspiration with us where you felt like you felt great and joy in your life, on your pathway?
Yes. Yeah. Through meeting people who have believed in my dream and support me, that has given me the most inspiration. Because as being an entrepreneur, or you know, a musician like you, any of the things where you're pretty much working for yourself, you have a lot of negativity that comes through your way, and you have a lot of people that won't believe in what your goals and your dreams are, but just always I always just stay true to my heart and to where my heart's telling me where to go, no matter what. And I appreciate the people in my life that guide me and help me and support me and believe in my vision, even if they can't see it.
There you go. That's what's up. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I love
You're
that
welcome.
Answer.
Thank you. It's true. It came from the heart.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's where that's where I reside and roll. That's how I roll too. Well, thank you so much. And Goddess T and Black T, thank you all for having me online, on air. Shout out
to
everybody. You're welcome. Got great health and well-being, and I wish you much success on your pathway. And everybody here and everybody listening, too.
I appreciate that. You as well, Am.
Thank you.
So we're
blessings to everybody.
Good night.
Peace. Good night.
Thank you.
We'll take one more caller.
443-527 443-527 you're live.
Okay, go to the next one.
872-356
Hello, ladies. How you guys doing tonight? My name is Fuller.
Hello.
And I'm Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Just trying to promote myself and listen to the knowledge being dropped on this beautiful show of yours.
Thank you, thank you. Well, thank you for tuning in. So, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Four Wheels and a Mic. I'm an MC out of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
I'm trying to put together this cipher in the Metro Detroit area for myself and other MCs to get together and just have fun with it. Because I think sometimes people look at too much of the profit side of this music thing and not just the camaraderie and the artistic, you know, expression. Gets
right.
kind of lost.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
You got a point.
So,
do you have any questions for our special guest?
What is the main thing that kind of motivates you internally?
What motivates me is watching my vision and my dreams come true. That knowing that I could picture it and make it happen.
So coming into fruition is the... Okay. That is very powerful.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it is.
From the heart.
I do the same
thing.
I
mean, you just got to believe in yourself and in your dreams and do whatever it takes to make it happen. It's not always easy.
No, not at all.
You just
got to
keep pushing through.
Well,
you believe
well,
in yourself
so
and you don't give up, anything is possible.
I appreciate
Amen.
That.
Amen. Well, did you want to drop any of your social media information?
Yeah, you guys can reach me at, if anybody that's inquiring about the cipher that's in the Metro Detroit area or Ann Arbor area or wherever around close enough in that area, you can contact me at 404wheelsandamic@ yahoo.com. That's my email. And for people that are interested in what I sound like, you can check me out at 4wheelsandamic on Facebook. And SoundCloud, and I also have a Twitter where, you know, you can occasionally hear me rant about things. So,
okay.
That's it.
I will definitely check you out. Well, thank you for calling the show.
You too. Have a great rest of the night, and thank you for putting on this great show.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll take one more caller, and then we're going to get into our next track.
443-527.
Hey, it's your girl, your crush, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing well. So what brings you by this evening?
Well, just promoting my show. I am one half of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show, which airs every Thursday on the same broadcast from 6 to 8. Also, I'll be in Vegas on June 30th. I have a show there at Cracker Barrel with Headliner Comp, and we have some other special guests who will be bringing out with us.
Okay, I'll definitely try to make it to that.
Vegas,
yep.
Fun.
You know I love Vegas. I've been there twice in the last 2 months.
I'm only about 6 hours away from there, and I don't go very often, but when I go, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Ha, I'm 3 hours and 30 minutes away from Vegas.
Oh, you're closer.
So maybe 4. I'm closer to Vegas, so the 4-hour
yeah.
drive is not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
Maybe the drive back home, but not the drive there.
Right. that part. So, Keisha, did you have any questions for our special guest, Jamie? That's as good as a no.
Yeah.
I was listening, but I was kind of doing.
So I don't quite know exactly like what you already asked her, but
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you're fine. Don't worry.
I was kind of multitasking over here.
Oh, okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But
yes.
I do think
I'm always trying to do that.
Yes, but I do. I also do clothing as well, so I'm always, you know, just loving to hear another person's passion about what they do.
Definitely. And I do clothing as well. I have a swimsuit line that I'm trying to launch right now called Goddess Luxury Swimwear.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm really digging the new high bottom look going on.
Right? So I'm definitely excited about that. So, well, we are going to wrap things up with our interview, and I'll take a call. Please hold. I will get to you guys as soon as possible.
Alrighty.
I just wanted to say good night, Keisha, and I'll call into your show as well.
All right. Well, thank you. If anyone would like any information about anything, you can hit me up at Roger Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Roger Crush ENT on IG. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, Miss Jamie. Well, I wanted to thank you for coming on to the show once again. It's been fun. I really like how you interact with our guests that call into the show. A lot of the times these artists call in to promote what they're doing as well. So sometimes they might have a question for you and sometimes they may not. Some people, like to offer a platform for, you know, other entrepreneurs or artists to come on and, you know, just promote their stuff as well.
Definitely. Well, thank you. I'm glad I was able to inspire some people out there and give some of my words of wisdom that helped me get through the hard times, and hopefully I was able to help somebody else that's been stuck in a rut at some point in time.
Because it surely ain't easy. I'm gonna tell you that. You know, it's great to follow your dreams and all, but it really is hard. I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say that it's just peaches and cream. It's not like I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth and I can just have things handed to me like the Kardashians. Wake up one morning and say, "Hey, I want to have an eyebrow line. I want to have eyelashes. I want to have a store. It'll be open next month. You know, must be nice." But I'm not
right.
Shade on the Kardashian. You know, but it must be nice. I'm just saying. You know, so
exactly.
Normal people gotta work for it. We gotta work for it. We gotta grind. You know, and you're right. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Keep chasing your dreams. I know I am. So,
and I will take my 24-hour a day work over 9 to 5 any day.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But I would love to have you on a guest in the future as a guest. I appreciate you calling in. And if you want to listen to the show, you can definitely continue to listen to the show. And we'll be in touch.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great night.
No problem. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Callers, please hold. I'll get after you after the next track.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
You don't even know.
Hey!
I love it when they come up in their tripping. Silly boy, come and get your whipping. I love it when they come up in the tripping. Silly boy, come and get your whipping.
The early bird catches the worm, stop I say. So I'm the one who wakes up my son every day. Show him I'm the champion, haters are irrelevant. Stick to their stomach, feeding me the vegetarian. It's my grind and my shine, your fears are not mine. I'm shooting power, you mankind, you rush hour, I stop time. I'm first string, you ride pine, I'm Ali with these punchlines. You trying to get it too, but you be thinking minuscule.
I own the building, what's your classroom and your principal?
No competition, no need to mention. Just whack raps, put them in detention. Class in session, pay close attention. Black shark with bars, need intervention.
I love it when they come up in their tripping. Silly boy, come and get your whipping. I love it when they come up in their tripping. Silly boy, come and get your whipping.
When you young, dumb, gonna learn. It's more than words right there. The only people yelling at me is the honey.
Why you wrapped up in models? Yeah,
use a mummy. I don't smoke, but I sing like a bee.
Ain't nothing funny.
So box up or get slopped up. You grind, boy, I'm chalked up. I'm Budman, you bastard. You serving, boy, I'm master. You number one, I jacked ya. I'm real life, you actor. Homie, you my son.
Yeah.
I'm Mufasa.
No popping pills, no sipping lean, no dirty Sprite, my temple clean.
I'm energetic, you so pathetic, sharp to amputate, pass out pathetic. Got a red dot at your spot, when that hand drop, your show stop.
I love it when they come up in their trip.
Silly boy,
come and get your whipping. I love it when they come up in their trip.
Silly boy,
come and get your whipping.
When you young, dumb, dumb, gonna learn. It's more than what's right there in front of your face. You better get out my face.
Hey, little buddy, I remember when you had no place to go, all alone. This cardboard box Malone. I took you in, made you friends. What happened? I guess you done grown up now. I apologize for beating you down, but that's what fathers do to their sons. Don't take it personal.
I love it when they come up in their trip.
All right, we back. That was Black Shark tripping. All right, so we're going to take a couple more callers before we end our evening.
732-395. You're live.
Hello, everyone. This is Evan from New Jersey.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. How are you, Evan?
I'm doing good. I'm sorry I caught the show a little late today. I did see you guys had some good words of wisdom, so I just wanted to come and bless everybody with some good energy. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm a song plugger out of New Jersey. I'm also a consultant, and we definitely look forward to having a great year this year. Already having a great year, and we're continuing to obviously network, keep building, keep working with radio. And yeah, we're definitely excited.
Absolutely. Well, I do appreciate you calling in. Do you have anything that you'd like to promote or drop your social media info?
No, but I got one of my partners on the line from she called in.
Oh, okay.
I'll let her make the pitch to you guys. And
okay, no problem. Hello?
Ready for the next?
Yeah, he says he has somebody on the line.
All right, I got 860-751.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello, hello. So are you the one who's making a pitch?
I'm sorry.
Were you... What is your name?
My name is Lauren. Yeah, from 860.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
So would you like to promote today? I'm doing well.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, we're ready when you are.
Okay, well, I'm a singer, songwriter, and violinist. I'm originally from New Jersey and then moved to Connecticut when I was 5. Now I live in ATL for about a year now. I can also make beats and all that kind of thing. I have my own studio. But basically, I came out with the single main focus in January, so I've just been promoting that. And in terms of social media, you can find me Lauren G Music on Instagram, Facebook, Lauren G 53 on Twitter, and then my YouTube channel, just Lauren G Music. And my single on YouTube is Lauren G Music Main Focus. All right, no, it's just you just have
Lauren
to search Lauren G Main Focus on YouTube.
Lauren G Main Focus.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you could definitely send some stuff over to me as well. I'd love to hear it.
Okay, definitely. You want me to send you her email?
You can email me at goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, what is the address again?
Goddess Entertainment.
No, I'm sorry, what is the address again?
radio@gmail.com.
Radio@gmail.com?
Yes. GoddessEntertainmentRadio@gmail.com. Correct.
Yeah, I'm not hearing the first part of what you're saying.
GODDESS. Goddess.
GODDESS?
ESS. Correct.
Okay, so GoddessRadio@gmail.com.
You forgot the entertainment part. So Goddess Entertainment Radio.
Okay, all one word.
Yes, correct.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, cool. I'll definitely be in touch with you.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a good night. We're going to take a few more callers.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right. 313-437.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Want to promote anything? What's your name?
Oh yeah, I go by the name of Real Cash, and I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and I just want to promote my new single out right now. It's called Shake That. It's on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Play. Every web platform out there is on there. So make sure y'all go get that. Search it. Search Soldier T or search Real Cash. It's up there.
Okay. That's what's up.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you could definitely send some stuff my way as well.
Yes, do you have an email?
I do. You can reach me at Goddess Entertainment Radio at gmail.com.
Okay.
So I'm sure I've mentioned it a few times throughout the show, so you guys can go ahead and submit your music.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
843-475.
Peace. This is Keys calling out outside of Charleston, South Carolina. What's good, y'all?
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, this is Keys of Keys Beats Production, Enterprise Entertainment. You know, I produce for the Wu-Tang Harlem 6, so I'm just calling in to promote a little bit. We got that single out now that's out right now on all digital outlets called Purifier. You can get that on iTunes, Amazon, all of the major digital outlets. The other single is called, you got another single as well. It's called Mind Your Business. So y'all can get both of those singles, all the major digital outlets. Those two singles.
I like that.
On the, yeah, for sure. Yeah, mind your business. Mind your business, exactly. So, but yeah, look out for the album Streets Made Us, Harlem 6, coming out real soon. Shout out, just salute AGR, Black Jesus, Young Man, whole Wu-Tang forever. Also, June 30th, the Art of Rap Tour Harlem 6 is opening up along with Bison and O50 Boys. They're opening up for DMX, Ghostface Killah, Raekwon, Mobb Deep.
Nice.
Going to be off the chain. You know, that's going to be crazy. That's at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, June 30th. So go check us out.
Nice.
You know?
I have family in Jersey. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Word. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for did you have any other links that you wanted to drop?
Nah, that's it. Just, you know, like I said, just go ahead, type in Purifier Harlem 6. Check out that single. That's the one I produce. You know, look out for the album. It's going to be crazy. So just shout out Wu-Tang forever. It's love, peace, and light.
All right. That's what's up. And make sure you send that over to me.
Gotcha. For sure.
All right. Thank you for calling the show.
All right, no doubt. Peace.
All right, peace.
313-690.
What up, though? What's happening with y'all?
What's going on with you?
I'm good. Shout out to Black Tear. This Deacon Israel from the 313 in the building. Appreciate what y'all doing, man. Y'all doing the best.
Oh, I appreciate it. You guys as well. Keep it up.
All right. I just wanted to promote my show. I'm going to be at the shelter on the 27th of this month, which is a Saturday. It's a coast-to-coast
okay.
live interactive event. And you can check me out on
nice.
Facebook at Deacon Isaran. That's DYKKONISARAN. You inbox me for ticket information.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes. That's going to be DYKKONISARAN on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It's all the same.
All right, cool. I'm going to check you out.
Boss, what's up, man? Y'all support Coast to Coast. They're helping all independent artists worldwide. I suggest y'all look them up if y'all don't know about them. That's where Big Sean, 2 Chainz, a lot of artists that y'all are hearing from now, they came up through Coast to
right.
Coast to get that exposure. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
So they doing big things in the city and in your city, wherever you at, they doing things right there too.
I will definitely check, yep, because I'm close to Hollywood, so you know I know.
Right. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all putting us out here on the map, man. Shout out to everybody that called in. Whatever y'all doing, y'all movement, keep the dream alive. Keep pushing independent hustle, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Well, I want to thank you for calling in.
All right, I appreciate it. All the time, I support all y'all, whatever y'all doing.
Okay, much appreciated. Thank you, and you have a good night.
Okay, peace out.
All right, we got time. 734-891. Hello? I guess not. All right, so... Hello?
No one's there, guys. See.
Okay. All right. So we're getting ready to close out the show anyway. I want to let everybody know again, we air every other Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 p.m., of course, that's Eastern Standard Time. You can follow us on Instagram at Goddess Entertainment Radio. Also, get us on Facebook. Make sure you like our like page. I'd appreciate it. And thank you for all the support. So you can find us on Facebook at fb.com/ Goddess Fashion Entertainment Radio. I just wanted to thank all the callers. You guys keep grinding, doing what you're doing. I want to thank our special guest, of course, Jamie Gonzalez. And shout out to Blackout Radio, of course. And we will catch you guys next time. You want to take us out?
Do I spend? 'Cause I'm f***ing all I see. my dude, think she like
me. Loving that body move with her right. She said she like his Pilates, I run it like a Ferrari. That day like, she wrote it like a rodeo, then I gotta go out of yo. Keep it moving, hungry stomach, right like my Mazi go. Hot, no tamale though, cool it like an Eskimo. Up like Steve Jobs, now I'm just running more. But then I bounce back, my pad is hot, and my king come crack.
You wanna panic, but if you keep on running, goddamn, baby, God.